You are listening to a sermon from Mission Point St. John. We hope this message encourages a deeper connection between you and Jesus, our Savior.
Praise the Lord, everybody. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. It's good to see happy faces. That's what we want, smiling faces. Amen. Praise God. I want to thank and honor Pastor Carter, Sister Carter, for once again trusting me, standing behind this pulpit. It's always my joy and my pleasure to preach to you the word of the Lord. Amen. So I'm so thankful for that. Also thankful for my wife, amen, that she's here. Amen. My beautiful wife that keeps on supporting my ministry. Amen. It's just thankful for that. I don't take that for lightly. You know how long I've been praying for that. And come on, somebody. Woo! Man, feels nice. She's here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We enjoyed this powerful teaching. Thank you, Sister Robertson. It was amazing. Amen. If you missed that this morning, you missed a lot. Amen. So we invite everyone to attend our Bible teaching every Sunday at 10 a.m. And it's always fun to learn stuff in the Bible. Powerful message. Amen. And without further delay, I want to bring your attention in the book of John chapter 7, verse 37. Amen. I feel that God's going to do great things this morning. In the midst of us, I feel the healer is in the house. Amen. By faith, I believe somebody's going to get healed this morning. I believe that God's going to transform and renew someone this morning. Amen. By faith, I believe that. Praise the Lord. John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39. The Bible says, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Verse 38, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. In verse 39, he said, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Amen. In a few minutes, I just want to talk to you with a message entitled, Stay Hydrated. Stay hydrated. Amen. Shall we all pray this morning? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are so thankful, oh God, for what you've already done in this house. We honor you and your presence is present, oh God, in this house. Let your will be done. Take your liberty, Lord. Move like never before. Speak to your people with clarity, oh God. And I ask for the unction of your spirit, Lord, as I preach your word, oh God. Let your will be done, oh Jesus. I pray that let there be a healing in this house. Let there be a deliverance. Let there be salvation. Let there be a transformation that would take place, oh God, in this house. That we will leave, oh God, this church, Lord, will never be the same, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance. We ask all these things, I pray, in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody said amen. Praise the Lord. Shall we clap our hands one more time? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Stay hydrated. This weekend in the Philippines, you know where I came from, just so you know, there was a great heat wave advisory alert to the public that was given. According to PAGASA, so that's what we called a government bureau in weather forecasting, they reported that dozens of locations across the country will experience an orange danger level heat index, the second highest level on a four-tier scale, with heat index values of 42 to 47 Celsius. In Fahrenheit, it's 108 to 117 this weekend, April 26 to 27. That's the kind of weather we have right now in the Philippines. The rest of the country is under amber extreme caution conditions with heat index values of 36 to 41 Celsius or 97 to 106 Fahrenheit. The public is being advised to take precautions amid the sweltering conditions. including avoiding outdoor activities during the hottest part of the day and staying hydrated. Nearly 6,700 schools across the Philippines have suspended in-person classes in recent days, including more than 400 across the Metro Manila, that's our capital city in the Philippines. The extended period of oppressive heat and dry conditions may produce ideal circumstances for wildfire growth throughout the region. Heat waves also threaten vulnerable groups such as the elderly, children, and pregnant women, and those with respiratory illness due to the increased possibility of heat stroke or heat exhaustion during prolonged exposure to high temperatures. These health risks could also extend to relatively healthy individuals during significant heat wave events, in addition to significantly impacting athletes and those who work outdoors. High temperatures can cause problems for people using mass transit. The lack of air conditioning and cramped vehicles during a rush hour day may lead to some passengers' hospitalization. Even in our province alone, it was reported that we had this past week 42 Celsius. It was really hot. Here in St. John, we're so thankful. It's beautiful weather. Amen. Thank God I'm here in St. John. Woo! Praise God. We have a balanced, you know, we have a windy, chilly wind, but we have a warm sunshine outside. It's transitioning from spring to summer. But if you could imagine, what if we have that plus 42 Celsius here? My word. We'll all be melting right away. Amen. And in those kind of situation and weather, the number one solution for that is to stay hydrated. Amen. Of course, you also need to avoid long exposures outside. We put sunscreens and all those things, but still, hydration is the biggest factor. And if we don't, symptoms will occur and begin to surface, like muscle cramps and exhaustion and headaches and worse, some people will experience heat stroke. And we don't want that, right? And if that happens, anyway, I have a picture, I forgot. This is what the Philippines, where is at right now. Come on, Filipinos, I know there's some here. There's this earth. The Philippines is a little bit closer to the sun. No, that's where we are right now. Amen. Praise God. No, just I just saw that meme. Amen. Praise God. So if that works here in the natural, of course, the same principle applies to our spiritual. Jesus told us that if we are thirsty, then we should come to Him and drink. Amen. And then He said, out of your belly shall flow the river of living water. And in verse 39, the Apostle John clarified that Jesus was talking about the Spirit. What I'm telling you this morning is, it is possible for a Christian that we can be spiritually dehydrated as well. Spiritual dehydration occurs to a believer when they no longer drink from the well of God. When they start to depart from the presence of God, you know, whenever they feel thirsty, instead of drinking water, they drink pop. Come on, somebody. Some people, they, instead of drinking water, you drink that, grab a Pepsi or whatever. And sometimes people, whenever they feel thirsty, instead of drinking water, they drink coffee. Oh, come on, somebody. I love coffee. Can I get a witness in this house? Oh, iced coffee. Come on now. Oh, it's my weakness. I love coffee. I'm telling you. I love coffee. It's my weakness. If you invite me for a cup of coffee, the chances of me declining is really low. I'd be really tempted. Like, let's go. Let's go. Amen. And some people, if they feel thirsty, instead of drinking water, they drink sparkling water. Mm-hmm. I don't like that, but some people love it. They love sparkling water. Come on now, youth. But no matter how much I love coffee, no matter how much pop tastes great, and no matter how fancy sparkling water is, there's nothing like drinking cold water in the hot summer day. Especially if you've been working outside the whole day, if you're thirsty, the first thing that you're going to grab is this water. And can I tell you, most of the problem as well is where the problem comes is when we've been outside for so long that we've been doing God's work and we've been exposed to the heat waves of life lately, that some Christians, instead of going to the well of God, they find and look for pop, they look for their coffee, or they look for that artificial water. And because of that thirstiness in our soul, the enemy would sometimes take advantage of that. And instead of going into the presence of God, we go somewhere else. Yes, sparkling water is nice. It has flavor. It looks like water, but it is not water. Some people, they try to replace the presence of God with different things and activities in this life, trying to feel like being refreshed. But can I tell you, there's nothing like the presence of God. Hallelujah. That's the reason why we came here in this church, because of the power and the presence of God. Without the power and the presence of God, we'll be like just a private club here. But we want the move of God. We want the power of God, the Spirit of God to move. Amen. In our lives, we need the Spirit of the Lord moving in the midst of us as a church. Stop looking for artificials that would quench your thirst. When you are thirsty, go into the presence of God. Find His Spirit and dwell in there. I pray that God will give us discernment. Hallelujah. God will give us discernment that when we, you know, that we will be able to distinguish from the alternatives and what is real. Many people, you know, and professed Christians try to imitate the move of God, try to imitate the gifts of God, try to imitate the move of God. And you, when you go there, you feel like, oh, that's great, it looks nice, amen, but that's not the real thing. Scammers have their own offices, they have their own computers, but they're not legit. I pray that God will give us an open mind and clarity that we'll be able to distinguish what is the reality and what is the truth of God and what is not. Hallelujah. In Acts chapter 3 verse 19, the Bible says, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out." And listen to this, when the times of refreshing, where does it come from? It shall come from the presence of the Lord. It will not come from any other thing else in this world. It shall come in the presence of the Lord. Do you want any refreshing here in your soul today? Hallelujah. Do you need a refreshment of your strength, a restoration of your strength in your soul? You're going to get it from the presence of the Lord. The refreshments that we're all looking for, that rest, that relief that we're looking for, will not come from your friends. Friends are great. We need social activities and all those stuff, but it's not going to come from there. It's not going to come from entertainment. Some people would just binge watch and try to ignore the reality and just try to make themselves occupied and just do whatever they do, try to entertain themselves just to feel relief from that burden that they feel. But your relief and refreshing is not going to come from entertainment. It's not also going to come from your shopping therapy. Oh, come on now. I don't want to get in trouble here, but some people, if they feel like stress, they just go to somewhere and buy online Amazon or whatever, try to go to the mall and buy stuff. Shopping therapy. Hey, it's nice, you know, to go out sometimes and treat yourself, but sometimes that's like the outlet of people. They stress, when they're stressed, they can't wait to like pull out their pocket and here's my money. Your refreshment, your rest and your restoration is not going to come from that as well. It's not going to come from relationship as well. Some people try to build relationship and try to find their love, you know, the love of their life, try to feel like they're important because, you know, they feel like they're valued if they have someone in with them in a relationship. And it's not going to come from there either. And it's not going to come from vacation as well. We all love vacation. I want to take vacation as well. But no matter how long you take vacation, does it matter if you take a 1 year vacation? If you come back again and you face reality. But don't get me wrong, church. I'm not against of all these things that I'm talking about. We all need those things. But what I'm trying to preach to you today is that these are not the sources. It's not where it's going to come from. Don't look for those things that it's, you know, it's not, that's the wrong place to look for the refreshment from, you know, from this world. It's not going to come from there. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 16, verse 11, most of us know the verse, "Thou wilt show me the path of life, and in thy presence is fullness of joy." There's going to be all, you know, it's going to be from the presence of God that you're going to experience the fullness of joy. Whatever the things that you feel like, it's you know, you feel like you're enjoying it, whatever you feel like, that complete, no, it's not. The only thing that will complete your joy is if you are in the presence of God. In Psalms 42, verse 1 and 2, these are the sons of Korah who wrote this Psalms, and they said, "As the deer," or "as the hart," you know, they said, "they panted after the waters, so my soul longs after thee. My soul thirsted for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" They knew, this psalmist knew, that when their soul is longing and weary, they know that they're not going to find somewhere outside, but they're going to go back into the presence of God. And they depict it as like a deer looking for a water. So their soul longs after thee. We're built along the presence of God. God is calling us to draw near to Him. When we feel like we are dry and empty, and we feel like we are in drought, without His Spirit, our church will be dead. And I don't want to be part of a dead church. I want a church that's healthy and alive and well. And I thank God, Mission Point is that church. We are healthy, alive, and well because of the power and the presence of God. I love this church. This is my family, and I'm thankful you accepted us with open arms. You are my family, and I'm thankful I'm here because this is a live church. Hallelujah. And I thank God I belong to a church that allows the Spirit of God to move with liberty and not being bound with a program. That whenever the Lord moves, you know, and whenever He wants to interrupt our service at any time, we don't get upset. Sometimes our church may be done a little bit later than usual. But I thank God we're not the church that gets upset because we allow the move of God, the Spirit of God, to convict and speak to other people, to people's lives. Amen. I'm going to give you some reasons why we need the Spirit of God. There are some few, but there's a lot of here that you'll find more. But the reasons why we need the Spirit of God, first is, you can find in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. Paul said, "Who also hath made us able ministers to the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit." Listen to this. "The letter killeth, but the Spirit gives life." First of all, we need the Spirit of God because it is the giver of life. We get our source. You know, we're not confused. We're not, you know, we don't believe three in one type of thing. We know that Spirit is still the same Jesus because He is the way, the truth, and the life. We're not confused. Okay, when I talk about the Spirit, we're not separating, but we need the Spirit of God. That's why altar calls are important and crucial in our services, because it's where we allow God, we allow people instead. Altar call is where we allow people to respond to the preaching of the Word of the Lord. And allow God to work in every person's heart. We don't just go to church and sit a few minutes and then we're ready to leave afterwards. That's why there's an altar call, because we want to respond. We want to align our hearts, our lives, to what the preaching is all about. And this leads to my second point, and the answer why altar call is important It completes our worship. In John chapter 4, verse 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. When we worship God, it completes our worship. We don't just worship God based on truth. Yes, 100% sure we need the Word of God, the truth of the Word of God. But we want to be a balanced apostolic Christian. We don't want just focus on legalism and just all those stuff, because that's where all people leads towards unto, without the Spirit, and just focus only on the Word. They become legalistic, and we don't want that. And the Spirit of God balances that. Worship is where we make ourselves vulnerable in the presence of God. It completes our worship. Next reason is it enables us to obey God's word. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 to 27. Bible says, "A new heart also I will give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh." And listen to this in verse 27. "And I will put my spirit within you." And here's the thing. "And it will cause you, I will cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgments and do them." The Spirit of God will help you and empower you to keep and walk in the statutes and in the Word of God. If we approach it in a fleshly manner, we're going to have a hard time obeying the Word of God. If we approach it in a fleshly approach, in other words, what we do for the Lord is a performance and not from a relationship perspective. God's not going to reward us of how good we did this week by avoiding temptation. It's not about the effort of avoiding, but it's actually not wanting it and not desiring it. There's two different things. It's one thing to avoid because you're struggling from urges and cravings, and it's also one thing that you don't want that anymore. You don't desire that anymore. And the Spirit of the Lord will help you achieve that. Romans 8 and 1, the Bible says that there's no condemnation which are in Christ Jesus. And some people cut that off and just stay in that. But they forgot the following statement: "Those who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." It also means that when a Christian walks after the flesh and not the Spirit, you actually open doors for the enemy for you to be fed with condemnation. Condemnation is one of the symptoms that tells you you are dehydrated. And maybe you need the Spirit of God once again to fill you. When you feel condemnation instead of conviction, hallelujah, after hearing the preaching of the Word of God, check yourself, you may be spiritually dehydrated. When you keep on doing ministry without personal devotion, then you may be spiritually dehydrated. It's a dangerous spot for someone to do ministry without having personal devotion with God. It is important that we get our source, our strength, our power to do things comes from the presence of God. It brings to my next point. Spirit of God gives you the power to accomplish your assignments in Zechariah 4 and 6. We always hear this, we quote this. Bible says, "Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts." It is going to be through the Spirit of God that we're going to be able to perform and fulfill the task and the assignment that God has given to us. Amen. Hallelujah. We may trust our skills, our talents, our knowledge. It is good. God's going to use that. But above all else, we need the anointing of God, because that's what makes a difference. You may be talented. You may have all the skills in this world, but what impacts the people is when you are anointed to preach and to reach out to people, because through the anointing, that's where God breaks the yoke. A lot of people are being in bondage because of that yoke in their shoulder, that heaviness and burden, and they're trying to figure out how to get rid of this thing in their shoulder. But let me tell you what, it is gonna be through the anointing of God, and the anointing is in this house. And if you have a yoke in your shoulder, and if you need deliverance, and if you need, hallelujah, God's... I don't know if you understand me or what. Can I get a witness in this house, church? Come on, apostolics, hallelujah. This is what makes us different. Hallelujah, amen. It is through the power and the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God, it gives us power. You know, it gives power to transform us into His image. And gives us liberty. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 and 18. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah. If you need deliverance, if you need freedom today, you're gonna find it through the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. We need the Spirit of God. It's gonna give you freedom from the bondage of sin. Amen. A lot of people trying to figure out how they're going to be able to quit things in their lives because they don't want to be in bondage of sin. And they've tried to go somewhere else and try to figure out what to do. And the only answer that they've been looking for actually is in the presence of God. And in verse 18, Paul said, "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, to the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." If we want to be transformed, if we want to look like Christ, because that is the very definition of Christian. Christian is not just something that you put on your, you know, a tag that you says you are a Christian, but it's actually that you are a follower of Christ. The image of Christ, you're being Christ-like. And that will only happen through the help of the Spirit of the Lord. And there are many, many verses in the Bible that tells us the reasons why we need the Spirit of God in our daily life as a Christian. Amen. But I know you get my point here today. Hallelujah. I believe that God's ready to move in this place. Hallelujah. I'm going to close here, but I'm going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 1 to 4. Paul said, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should not be ignorant how that our fathers were all under the cloud and all passed through that sea." And verse 2, "And were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all the same spiritual meat." And verse 4, listen to this, "And did all drink the same spiritual drink." I'm not talking about the drinks and the juice, amen, that we're always looking for. But I'm talking about this spiritual drink. I'm preaching to you this water, this living water, amen, that fulfills your, you know, that will satisfy your soul. There is a spiritual drink, a living water that empowers us, that equips us, that enables us and transforms us and completes us and liberates us and refreshes us and strengthens us and many other things. Hallelujah, that we can find in the presence of the Lord. Come and be filled. If you are thirsty, church, if your soul is weary, I don't know what's going on in your life lately. Because sometimes it's easy to put on that smile on our face and just say, "How you doing?" And our automatic response is, "I'm doing good." But deep down, really, in your heart, there's something going on. Amen. But the Lord knows. You come here and you have a need. You come here and you have a burden that you've been carrying. You came here and you have this worriness in your mind. You came here and there's things, the troubles that is going on. Amen. What you need is the spiritual drink. Come and drink into the living water. Whoever you are, whatever you've done, wherever you came from, this invitation is for everybody. You are invited by the Lord Jesus Christ to come and drink into the living water. Today, don't just feel the Spirit, but be filled with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. It's easy to sit down and just feel goosebumps and just say we're done. Have a great day. We had a great service. But it's also one thing and different if you come here and you allow the Spirit of God to move in your life like never before. Hallelujah. To transform you and change you. Hallelujah. Come on, let's all stand this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever you need is, whatever things going on in you right now, whatever burden you're carrying on your shoulder right now. Amen. The anointing of God is here. The healer is here. The Spirit of God is here ready to minister. I'm going to open up the altar. There's no shame. Amen. If you feel like, you know, no one's going to judge you, whatever, come into the altar. Amen. Just pour out your heart today and just be filled with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. The evidence of the having the Spirit of God is speaking in other language. And it's been a while for you that you spoke in tongues. Amen. This is now the right time. Get refreshed. And if you're somebody that you haven't received the Holy Ghost, it is also for you. God's going to fill you with the Spirit of God. God's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Hallelujah. God's going to renew you, restore you. There's going to be some desires that's going to be brought back into you. There's going to be some dead visions that you used to have, and God's going to restore that to you. There's going to be some things in your life that you used to have that you desire for the Lord. Amen. And because of the long time that had been happening in your life, you lost that desire. You lost that passion. You lost that vision. You lost that dreams. But today I'm declaring that God's going to restore that to you right now. That desire to serve the Lord that you used to have, God's going to restore it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come into the presence of the Lord. There's no shame. There's no judgment if you come here into the altar. But I'm inviting everybody to drink into the well of God and be refreshed. Amen. By the Spirit of God. God's going to heal you. God's going to touch you. God's going to minister to you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. You used to be part of the ministry. Hallelujah. You used to be doing things for the Lord. But you lost that desire and vision. But I declare that God's going to restore that. In the name of Jesus. You used to preach. You have the desire. You know you have a call from God. But you walked away. But I declare God's going to restore that to you right now. In the name of Jesus. You used to be in Sunday school. But when you grew up, you veer off away in your walk with God. But you found yourself once again in the house of the Lord. God's going to restore that desire for you right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whatever you need, God is ready to bless you and minister you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information, connect with us on our website at missionpoint.ca. God bless you.